You're listening to Rewind, to listen back on press conferences, highlights, and analysis from the 76ers' previous game.
You know, it's a valid question how much stock to put in preseason performance, but all we have to go on right now is present and current data. And in the case of the 76ers, it's pretty darn good. They improved to 4-0, pulling away from the Detroit Pistons down the stretch, 106-86. Behind a strong showing in the second half to put Detroit away. I'm Brian Seltzer. Our post-game coverage underway from down here at the center. We'll bring on Tom McGinnis in a moment. We hope to hear from Brett Brown as well. We'll give you some highlights and the final box score, too. Joel Embiid was at his best in three preseason games so far. 24 points, went on the attack early, pretty smooth from the field. Got some mid-range jumpers to go down early. He got to the free throw line again eight times, hit all eight of his shots, eight rebounds in 22 minutes. I think that based on this performance by Joel Embiid tonight, very reassuring that he is headed in the right direction going into next Wednesday's regular season opener. Ben Simmons and Al Horford, two regular starters, did not play tonight. Ben Simmons had a little bit of back tightness, and the Sixers held him out. Al Horford didn't play tonight because of rest. So in their place, the Sixers went with Matisse Thybulle and Furkan Korkmaz. Thought both those guys had some really good nights. I mean, Matisse right now, it's like, you know, you don't want to overreact to what you see in exhibition games. But in my opinion, Matisse has shown enough good things consistently now three times against NBA competition where there's reason enough to be excited. He had 7 points, knocked down a three-pointer, but where your eyes really light up is seeing the four steals, the two block shots, the six rebounds, and beyond that. Just watch these games, listen to them. He is all over the place, tenacious, a maniac on the defensive end of the court, causing havoc, creating deflections, taking the ball away, forcing turnovers. More good stuff from Matisse. And as for Korkmaz, the Sixers have been giving him some opportunities. He knows his top priority is to make shots. Hit 2 3-pointers tonight, finished with 10 points, 4 rebounds. He was plus 12. That was a team high. Encouraging signs from Furkan Korkmaz. Tobias Harris hitting some tough shots. He finished with 10 points, 5 rebounds in 24 minutes. Josh Richardson ran the point in the starting role for the 76ers with Ben Simmons out. He looked good again with 11 points, 6 assists, and 5 boards. 13 points off the bench for Norvell Pell, plus 5 block shots and 4 rebounds playing the entire fourth quarter. It was fun to watch. 76ers down Detroit, 106-86, another convincing preseason victory. We go to Tom McGinnis now, who had the call of tonight's action down here at the center. 76ers unbeaten in 4 preseason games. You know, Tom, I'm trying to reconcile with myself. You know, what do you make of preseason evidence? And it's probably a question that you can only best answer once the games begin to count and you have hindsight. But seeing what we're seeing, I mean, this is just more good stuff from the Sixers. I hate to keep going back to that refrain, but that's the evidence we have so far.
No, particularly for a player like Thybulle, who's never played in the NBA. And again, he stated that he feels comfortable, and clearly so. But, you know, like the more and more he can get his legs, so to speak, underneath him, the better it's going to be when the actual season rolls around, because it's not going to be perfect. You know, he's going to have his ups and downs as any first-year player would be. But the thing that, at least individually, and you spoke about him, so I'll address that first, but he makes it look so easy. Like, oh, like he got, Kennard got around him at one point, and maybe he wasn't even guarding him, but he ran from behind and just blocked it. Like, oh, that's an easy play to make. Or just he it's clear, like, you know, you've heard the phrase, act like you've been here before. It's, to him, it's just like, it's just a simple defensive play. He gets run down, you know, he does. He has, and I try to work this out of him when we talked to him last week. A lot of it's intuitive, and he was a little maybe hesitant. He didn't want to, I think, maybe self-congratulate, but that's what it appears to me, that it's just something he's done per his basketball career, and he's been doing it even at this level with the four steals and the blocks. Very impressive, and, you know, like you say, it is preseason. But what I like is not only have the Sixers starters had their moments, sometimes it's been Harris, not particularly tonight, and Joel was by far the best that he's been, and he had a great touch, and we can get into that in a moment, but it's when the reserves get in there, and tonight they outscored them by 10 in the last 7 minutes of the game. It was 86-76, and the Sixers outscored them 20-10 down the stretch, And again, it's their deep reserves against your third team. But, you know, again, you're trying to get guys confidence and to prove that they can play and take advantage of opportunity. And a lot of different guys have done that multiple times.
76ers knock off Detroit. 106-86 down here at the center. They're 4-0 on the preseason. What'd you think, Tom, of Josh Richardson getting the primary ball handling responsibilities once again?
No, I thought he looked good. You know, I mean, he looked very, very confident. He's definitely, you know, like a strong ball handler where you're not going to harass him and force him to. He gets to his spots and gets you into the offense. He's able to initiate the offense. And again, part of it too with the Sixers, like, yes, if you don't get something going, you throw it back to him. But a lot of you have multiple ball handlers with them. So it's not like back in the day when you had Maurice Cheeks bringing it up and getting every half court set up that way. That's not how it works anymore. You get a lot of action on the perimeter with dribble handoffs that don't involve necessarily the point guard. But Richardson has proven more than capable in the last two games. And I think the Sixers knew that. And Brett Brown kind of gave himself a blueprint going forward that he's going to be able to do that. And again, I think maybe the number one characteristic you get out of Richardson at both ends of the floor is he's rugged. He's going to play tough, and he's going to get it done no matter what it looks like. And he did that again tonight.
Sixers beat Detroit 106-86. Their record in the preseason staying perfect at 4-0. I don't think Joel Embiid in any way, shape, or form needs a good preseason game to reassure anyone out there that he's capable of doing what he's shown himself to do in the regular season. However, that being said, it was really nice to see this type of game tonight. Not to say anything about his first two preseason games, but he was in rhythm early. The Sixers went to him right off the jump, and that seemed to unlock him for his best preseason game.
Right, and you know he was able to catch the ball down on the left block, which is, as Brett Brown likes to call in many different ways, the honey spot. That's where he really... That's his spot, and what he does more than anything from there is he draws fouls, and you know, God forbid that you're a defender that can't stop him, and that unfortunately for them, that's what Thon Maker was tonight. Even when Wood came in there, Joel is going to take you to the cleaners. He's going to draw fouls, and then to me, and you know, at some point, you know, because he's very good down there on that block, and that is where you want to get the tallest, most talented player the ball. But his to me, where I think, and again, this is only my opinion. When he faces up at like 17 feet at the elbow and with that touch, which is what he displayed here tonight, I believe he was like 4 of 6 on those types of shots because he's got the footwork, he's able to elevate, he's got great up fakes, and then guys know that he can put it on the deck and take it to the basket. He's unstoppable when he shoots that 17-foot feathery jump shot. And then he got to the line. I believe he made his first 8 free throws. And that's just at the offensive end. And he's a huge factor at the other end, clearing boards and really creating havoc, being that rim protector that the Sixers want to key their whole defensive off of.
Sixers over Detroit, 106-86. Tom McGinnis, a final happy birthday to you. 76ers get, hey, it's a win. Preseason win, any type of win. Mark the occasion, fitting style. We will talk to you on Friday. Final preseason game, mercifully.
Thanks,
let's
Brian.
Go, right?
Yep. Good night, bud.
76ers get a win in their fourth preseason game. They remain undefeated on the exhibition slate, 106-86. My name is Brian Seltzer. Time for us now to listen back to highlights called by the birthday boy, Mr. Tom McGinnis. One of the storylines for tonight, Josh Richardson starting at point guard because Ben Simmons sat out with some tightness in his back. Jay Rich operating the controls real well, and he showed his toughness and got in the scoring act, too.
Steal by Richardson. Sixers on the move. Jason Richardson in on Wood. Puts it up and in. What a drive by Josh Richardson.
Put the Sixers up by 10, 28-18. It was a pretty competitive first half. Joel Embiid made sure the Sixers stayed in control in the second quarter.
Sixers go to Embiid in the high post. 17 feet straight away. Up fake, jab step, step back, shot good.
So with Richardson starting at the one spot for the 76ers tonight, that opened up his place at the two, which meant Matisse Thybulle was bumped up from the bench into the starting lineup, and Thybulle, as he has done throughout the preseason, continued to make the most of his opportunities.
Baseline, peels it back out and throws it to O'Quinn, who in turn goes to Thybulle for the jam. Nicely done. Back cut by Matisse Thybulle.
put the score at 40-36 in favor of the 76ers. Sixers led 51-47 at the break. In the third quarter, they started to pull away. More from Jay Rich.
Richardson playing that point guard role, drives it on Galloway and jams it. Josh Richardson right down the chute with a left-handed jam.
68-62, the 76ers were in the driver's seat going into the fourth. Don't tell that to Norvell Pell. If you followed the Bluecoats last year in the G League, you know how intense this guy is at the rim on both ends of the court. He was unstoppable in the fourth tonight.
Raul gets it again. He's twisting it up off the glass, but that's no good. He does get the rebound. He bats it to Norvell, and Pell with another slam and a foul on Detroit.
Norvell Pell is great. 13 points, 5 block shots in all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. He was a force. Detroit had no answer for. 76ers beat the Pistons by 20, 106-86. Defense excellent again, held the Pistons to 32.5% from the field. 6 of 26 from outside the arc. The rebounding tremendous for the Sixers. They were plus 20 on the glass, plus 8 in terms of offensive rebounds. 24 points for Joel Embiid to go with 8 rebounds and 24 points, his best total of the preseason. Get this, he's now 25 for 26 from the free throw line in just 3 preseason games. 13 for Pell off the bench, 11 for Josh Richardson to go with 6 assists and 5 rebounds. Matisse Thybulle in his first preseason start with 7 points, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, and 2 block shots. 10 apiece for Furkan Korkmaz and Tobias Harris. Shake Milton, I thought, had a pretty nice game. He had 6 points, but what won't show up in the box score, the defense he played while he was out there, he was good, and Kyle O'Quinn continues, at least for me, to impress. 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and a couple block shots for the veteran big man in 13 minutes. All right, so the 76ers, hooray, put a wrap on the preseason. Coming up on Friday, they have the Washington Wizards at 7 o'clock, and then only 5 days from that until the regular season opener. Hallelujah. One final time, the final score. The 76ers stay perfect through 4 preseason games with a 106-86 win over the Detroit Pistons.
You've been listening to Rewind. Look out for fresh episodes the day after every 76ers game this season.